All right, so you're headed to Key West, right? You want that amazing meal, that unforgettable food experience. Well, we took a deep dive into a review for Red Shoe Island Bistro, and let me tell you, it sounds incredible.
Key West, I mean, it's got no shortage of places to eat, right? Especially on Duval.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you get lost in all the options, and it's hard to know where to even start.
Yeah, you can end up at a total tourist trap.
Exactly. But this review, it's all about what makes Red Shoe Island Bistro so unique. It's not your typical tourist spot.
Sounds promising.
It really does. So get ready, folks, because we're about to break down all the must-try dishes at this hidden gem.
I'm ready for some serious food envy.
Okay, first things first, where is this place?
Yeah, the review mentioned it was off the beaten path.
Right, so picture this. You're escaping the crowds on Duval Street.
Yeah.
You turn onto Petronia Street, and boom, there it is.
Just steps away from the action, but a whole different vibe.
The little oasis right in the heart of Key West.
I like it. The review also mentioned something about new owners.
Oh, yeah. It's John Beaubon and Chip Junod.
Okay.
They sound super passionate about making Red Shoe Island Bistro a truly special dining experience. And the menu, oh, the menu is where that passion really shines through.
I was just looking at it, and those deviled eggs, the deviled eggs and scallops, they jumped right out at me.
Oh, tell me about it. Some appetizers, they're just, a way to pass the time until the main course. But these deviled eggs, they sound like a whole experience on their own.
Seared scallops on top of deviled eggs with a special lobster sauce. I mean, come on.
That lobster sauce, I wonder if that's a signature Key West thing.
Could be. Fresh, local seafood elevates a classic. And speaking of twists on the classic, how about those lobster roll profiteroles? That's a new one for me.
Right. Delicate little profiteroles filled with that creamy lobster salad. So creative. They're not afraid to take risks in the kitchen.
Exactly. That's what makes a place memorable. Okay, now these crispy pork belly Christinas. Talk about a flavor combination. Ginger and sesame coleslaw on top of pork belly.
It's like they're playing with all the textures. You've got the crispy pork belly, the crunch of the crostini, then that bright, tangy coleslaw to balance it all out. Plus, they add avocado with a lemon sauce. What do you think about that?
It's got to add a nice creamy element, and that acidity from the lemon cuts through the richness. This chef knows what they're doing. Now, for the seafood lovers out there, the seafood medley sounds pretty amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. We're talking scallops, PEI mussels, those are the good ones, and Key West pink shrimp, all served over fettuccine.
PEI mussels, those are the real deal. So plump and sweet. And it's all tossed in a house-made sauce. Tomato, shallot, and boursin cheese.
Wow, that sauce sounds amazing.
Yeah, classic flavors, but I bet they've got a special twist on it. If you want something a little simpler, they've also got yellowtail snapper.
Classic choice.
Always a good option. Snapper, it's a delicate fish, so they keep it simple with a lemon and parsley sauce. That way, the flavor of the fish really shines through.
And it comes with creamy Parmesan risotto and sauteed asparagus. Now, get this, the stuffed poblano pepper.
Okay, I'm listening.
Hold on tight. It's Key West pink shrimp, house grits, cheddar cheese, dried capers, spinach, and a boursin cheese sauce.
That's a mouthful.
It is. I mean, you've got sweet shrimp, creamy grits, that tangy cheese, the saltiness of the capers, and then the spinach to round it all out.
It's an explosion of flavor in every bite. Yeah.
To finish things off, they've got a lavender cheesecake.
Lavender and cheesecake. That's intriguing.
I know, right? I wonder if it's subtle or more of a pronounced floral flavor.
It's definitely something I'd have to try.
So all in all, it sounds like Red Shoe Island Bistro is the real deal. You escape the hustle and bustle, enjoy a relaxed atmosphere, and discover some truly unique dishes.
It's that blend of creativity and local flavors that really stands out to me.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we've given you the lowdown on Red Shoe Island Bistro. Now it's your turn to check it out and let us know if it lives up to the hype.
I'm ready to book my flight.
Me too.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Hmm.